you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Welcome back. It's Red Pill Politics, and you are halfway through your weekly dose. I am your opinionated host, Dave, and I am certainly mighty glad to be spending Saturday night with you folks. And as always, please do stop by the republicbroadcasting.org website. Check out the other programmers. Hit that donation button. Keep things rolling here at the station. This is listener funded, all right? None of the corporate fat cats are paying for access here at RBN. So enjoy it, help out, and we'll see you every Saturday night right here, okay? We're halfway through tonight. We got Chance from West Virginia on the line, and we're talking about the potential for agitators, false flag events, and things like that at the convoy. Because I think the Bidenistas are probably not really going to want to talk to the American people and are not interested in that message of freedom and liberty. I mean, after all, Chance, Biden said we're going to be rolling that stuff back. So, you know, emergency over, right?
What did you mean by rolling stuff back? I don't understand.
Yeah, he's saying, maybe we don't need these mandates anymore. The CDC's outsourcing. Yeah, we don't have to abuse the kids any longer. So, yeah, everything's okay, vassals. Calm down, right? Should we just calm down and go home?
You know, Dave, it's so amazing how they screw with our heads. I mean, it's laughable at this point. But what's not laughable, like is what I said, I'm curious about this Hillary crap. I hope they lock her up, but I don't see that happening. Call me a pessimist. And I'm wondering how they're going to sabotage, you know, these good folks who are making this trek, you know, to the Dimwit's domicile here. I don't know. I guess it's just a wait-and-see scenario. No. I wouldn't put anything past these people anymore. I don't know.
What would happen if, I think what boggles my mind, a curiosity that eats at me, I guess, is that if these, and it's not truckers either. Our estimates are that for every one truck, there's going to be five other passenger vehicles, because unlike Canada, this is the people's convoy, and they're inviting everybody. That's why motorcycle clubs, and there's people on horseback on their way there right now. So, this is much bigger. Anyone can go. All right. You're in West Virginia. You're a lot closer to there than I am. So maybe I'll see you there.
I don't know. These big gatherings, after what I've seen January 6th, I don't know if I would take a chance. I mean, look what they did to those poor folks. They're still in jail. Where are the people protesting against that? They're sitting there rotting over
trespassing charges. The government used there, as far as just, you know, locking them away, uncharged, no bail, no nothing. You know, that's not done in a free country. I don't condone that on government's end. You know, there were agitators, and I was an eyewitness to them myself on January 6th. So there were people there to make the crowd look bad. Federal involvement is undeniable. But at the same time, I'm not going to fail to assign some of the blame to some foolish, overzealous patriots who really, in my estimation, because when I'm telling you, before I even left home, I had already resolved in my mind that I was not going to enter that actual building. I was not going to do it, no matter what everyone did. That was a
foolish... If you ask me, Dave, if you ask me, I don't think it was overzealous Patriots. I think there were a lot of Asian provocateurs
there. There was. And when you go to the door, and the Capitol Police are holding the door open for you, you know, pulling the gate aside, waving you in, okay, that, you know, that there is not security. You know, you're being invited in on a tour, basically, and that's the way a lot of people walked in there with their cameras, walking in between the velvet ropes like they were on a friggin' tour, you know, but it was foolish to do it. At the same time, what government did to them in reaction is flat-out tyranny. Now, what's different with the convoy is I don't think there's anyone foolish enough to think that they're just going to storm the castle. This is federal property. So, you know, they put up the barricades if you want. I think the American people that were going down there, you know, we're not going to do that and be that foolish anyways. So someone
You know, it's funny, Dave, putting up barricades on federal property that us taxpayers pay for. I mean, it's just a sign that they're scared shitless of the people. You know, they won't come out and give any indication that they are, but... you know, just like Trudeau. I mean, Trudeau, what did he jumped ship and he went to where? Costa Rica or someplace? Mm-hmm. He said, oh, I got COVID. You know, I mean, it's so obvious these people are so wussified. They're actually scared of us, and the American people don't realize that.
Yeah, did you see the footage of Parliament over there, Trudeau and them guy? What quite a spectacle that was. They're starting a weaken and they're shaking right now. There's some divide. Finally, some of their legislators are standing up against this. And, you know, Trudeau just, I don't know. He's a committed globalist little graduate, that guy. And, you know, I think there was a lot of pressure on him in Canada by the American, establishment. To pee on that fire right away. All right.
I'm going to leave you with this now, Dave. God bless those folks going in the convoy. I'll pray for them. And you, my friend, you keep up the good fight. Keep up the good fight. And God bless and be well now. All right.
All right. Thank you for the call, Chance. And you have a good weekend, brother. Yeah. So. This is going to be a pretty exciting little point in history. It really is. Yeah, we're going to see I said this last time I was on the air here with you folks, that you just could not ask for a better messenger than the truck drivers of this country. They literally move everything. Everything. You know, it was real sexy, made cool memes when we were looking at all the barges off the coast. Remember that? Oh, yeah, and we hypothesized why that was. And we look at all those shipping containers, which are plucked off from those and put onto trucks or trains, and those trains bring them somewhere where they go onto trucks. And bring you all your stuff. Everything. From your trivial little trinkets to your necessities in life, like food and medication. Remember, 99% of our antibiotics come from China. Oh, don't that give you the warm and fuzzies? But it's the truck drivers that move that stuff around on a daily basis. Some of them are telling me that your average store may have like 42 hour or 48 hours of supply or less. Some of them, depending on the size and what they are, it's like 8 hours. So that means daily multiples of trucks bring things in. If trucks stop for a day, about one third of the day into it, they're running out of stuff. So if the truckers were to actually just stop, even the ones that don't go on the convoy, if they were to say, you know what, I've got COVID, and until my brothers and sisters get their message across, I got COVID too. I promise you, the White House phones would be on fire. Where literally every industry, every business type out there you can imagine had nothing, had none of the materials and the products or anything to provide any, you know, it was going down. They had nothing. And if those phone calls started coming in a deluge, an uncontrollable deluge, they would absolutely have to do something. Unless, of course, the intent is to collapse the economy. Now, I am one of those that believes, you know, these globalist bankers, they have never given up. The Federal Reserve is the third attempt at central banks and fractional reserve lending in this country alone. And now there's grander ambitions with this new reset. Yeah, well, this incorporates a lot more than just every last little morsel of your wealth. But along with it is the benefit of an Orwellian police state where a government just monitors you so closely that from moment to moment, they know just what you need. Stick or carrot. So, the convoy is going to happen. This time, the American people are invited too. And if the donations that came in the Northeast are any type of a measurement on public buy-in, you know, I mean, what would you think if this came out? Oh, they're upset here too, and the convoy's rolling in America, and the public was just outraged. Everyone, it's all they were talking about. You know, not only in the prostitutes on the news, but everyone was legitimately bothered in the street. You know, that'd be one thing, but that's not what's happening at all. Everyone's been so horribly oppressed, and my involvement there, and like I said, it was 85,000 people that were hanging out on this site and collecting underneath state pages, and there was Democrats and Republicans both that were pulling in the same direction. They were excited for the same thing. And for myself, that was a really exciting thing to see. And it speaks a little bit more to the actual strength and integrity of the movement, the longevity of the movement. Most definitely is, for the most part, apolitical. Now, the press will try to make it political, to make it seem like, you know, there's an us and a them as far as progressives and conservatives, you know, classic Democrat, Republican, so they can create and maintain those or reestablish that division, those warring factions. It doesn't matter what the truth is, you see. If you can just say that someone who's refuses to wear a mask and refuses to get vaccinated is a evil conservative Republican Trump supporter all the time, every time, well, that's not true. But they like to try to do that, though. They will try to create and maintain or reestablish that division. So the us and them becomes the people against the people, rather than the people against an aggressive government. And let that be the us and them. And that's what's starting to take shape. The government mandates around the world are facing resistance in some of these countries in a very profound way. And here in America, what we're seeing, they kicked off the other day out in California. And they had a pretty good group when they rolled out of there initially. And it just continues to grow. I can't wait to see what happens. And I know from at least within the range that I have in proximity to the planning in that northeast region, there's no one there to storm the castle. They're very fixated on the message because it's so damn important. Right? These emergency powers, we've got to reevaluate how those were used here. And I'll promise you, the performance standards for valid emergencies, for these emergency use authorization for the drugs, those performance standards have not been met, and the science will bear that out. Got another call. Mark from Philadelphia. How are you tonight, Mark?
Hello, Dave. This is my first time calling in, and I've listened to you a little bit before, and I appreciate what you're talking about now. Dave, may I ask whereabouts you are in the country? What part of the country?
Yeah, I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay, Massachusetts, okay. I hear good things from my fellow veterans about the VA system in Massachusetts, that the VA up there actually stands up for the veterans. By the way, Dave, are you a veteran yourself?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, my grandfather served in World War II, and that was among some of my most fondest memories, sitting down listening to my grandfather kind of explain to me how the world was, how the world is, the Depression. Obviously, I'm not old enough to have lived through the Depression, but the visuals that I have that were created in me as a very young child as those times were described to me was very valuable. I really appreciated that in my upbringing.
Well, I am a veteran, and I knew that my older half-brother was a veteran of the Vietnam War. We did not grow up together, but I met him a little bit later, and because I happened to have been adopted. Now, 5 years ago this month, I found out about my father's side of my family. He was full-blooded German. He served in World War II. He was just old enough at the end to get in, and he served in Italy. My grandfather, his father, went in 2 days after Pearl Harbor. He was just young enough to get in. The age cutoff in World War II was 42 years. My grandfather was 41 years and 9 months when he went in.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? That was the Pearl Harbor experience, which was based on a lie. Most all wars were based upon a lie.
Yeah.
And anyway, I would go back deeper. I learned there was no one in my family on my father's side that served in World War I. But back to the Civil War, found out that my great-great-grandfather served for the North. He was drafted and out of Pennsylvania. And I'm from Missouri, and I'm currently in Pennsylvania, but I'm from Missouri. I'm a Missourian, you know, a stubborn old mule.
Okay.
And some people might ask, well, how'd you end up here? Well, the hand of God. I end up coming to Philadelphia, which I consider one of the most corrupt cities on the planet Earth. Can you imagine that? Well, folks, it is. It's been here a long time, and it's been corrupted, and it's filtered down, trinkled on everybody here, multiple generations of people. And there is a saying that if you got to go along to get along, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, and if you don't, then you're not going to make it. So the people have been conditioned to go along with this corruption, and it comes down to the local people. And Anyway, back to my great-great-grandfather. He was in the Civil War, and he was in the Battle of the Wilderness, one of the most fierce battles of the Civil War. 182,000 men fighting. That's 120,000 from the north, 62,000 from the south. The first day, it was a three-day battle, and neither side won. It was Grant against Lee. He was captured first day of the battle and taken to Andersonville and made prisoner. He was in Andersonville from the middle of May 64 until the end of April 65. He was there 11 months. And I don't know if you are familiar with the prison of Andersonville, but there is a reference. There was a movie made, a documentary kind of drama made in the 70s. It was put on VHS, but it never went to DVD. But it is on the Internet. It's on YouTube. It's 2 hours and 48 minutes long, and it's called Andersonville. And I encourage everybody listening to watch it. Go to YouTube and watch it. It will shock you. I've watched it several times, and it still shocks me. The thing about it is there is something called epigenetics, which basically it's a science that believes that we carry the dramas, traumas, and tragedies of our forefathers in our DNA. And I can attest that that's a fact, because when I was a youngster, I was adopted. I had no idea about this thing called the Civil War, but when I first learned of it when I was in grade school, I didn't like it. I didn't have hardly any details, but I didn't like it. I just didn't like it. My gut, I didn't like it. And I went to a country school. And throughout school, into my high school, my fellow classmates, and this is a small school, there's like 50 in my grade level, okay? So we kind of knew each other. So they'd say, "Well, Mark, what's the problem? Why are you so upset about the Civil War?" I don't know. I don't know. I just don't like it. And I did very well in scholastics book work. I liked history, but I didn't like. I liked ancient history, but the Civil War, I had nothing to do with it. And then when I was 33, I started having dreams. These are dreams about being on a battlefield. And what were the dreams about? The Civil War. I was there. It was as if I was having a memory of being there. Maybe it was coming from my great great grandfather. So. And the thing about it is I know I've kind of went on here a little bit, but the thing about it is, aren't we tired of war?
Are you implying that those genetic snippets from your ancestors contributed to, like almost like deja vu and, you know, the dreams or whatever that they were associated, that somewhere in your genetics decided the memories and the history of your heritage, your relatives?
Oh, yes, yes. It's, and in this life, I do have what they call PTSD. I've been told I actually have complex PTSD, which is repeated traumas. In this natural family, in my natural family, I had traumatic abuse till I was 5. There was some bad actors along the way, but the thing is, they themselves had inherited traumas from their early upbringings. And the point here is, I don't know about you, but I'm damn tired of war. How long has war gone on this planet? And here's the thing. Most wars, according to Michael Rivero, all wars are bankers' wars, and I would agree with that. But I think all wars are deception. They're lies. Lies, mm-hmm. lies, 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 lies. And who's making the lies? Is it the common folk that are making the lies? Nope.
You make a really good argument, and this holds true with so many things. When a politician goes up, we need more democracy, and the American people want this. And you challenge these politicians and say, all right, you know, let's go actually look at your inbox in your fax machine. How many of your constituents are actually beating the door down because they're so concerned about climate change? Or what have you. These are their political ambitions. And, you know, as I was listening to you talk, I remember thinking back, the war on terror had just broken loose and bombs were flying. And I'm looking at news footage of all these evil brown terrorists that we're supposed to believe in another nation, complete devastation. And there was one picture that it really struck home with me. You know, it was a real moment as I'm watching this unfold. And I, you know, kind of realized that the people of the world, your average, you know, your average John Doe in whatever nation, whatever faith, kind of really just wants to do their own thing. They just want to take right, you know, protect and raise their family, you know, go to their job, and, you know, they just want to be left alone. They don't have these great big grand ambitions. And I was watching a town that was just utterly devastated and bombed, you know, in the name of this war on terror, a thing, all right? It's not a nation, not a nation's government, but this nebulous thing. And it was a picture of a man holding what was probably his dead child. It was hard to tell. It was unconscious, a bloody mess. And, I mean, the guy was crying so hard. And in the background, you see a combination. It was a real mind bender for me at the moment. I still remember the picture. You could see bits of devastation from the bombing. And then you could see some of the fine. And I've done some high-end landscaping and paving and things like that. So I had an appreciation for good stonework. And I looked at some of the most exquisite stonework and paving work in the background that, you know, some tradesman, some talented person in that town had done. And it was just a mix of everything, you know, beautiful work of someone who just wanted to go to work or earn a living, raise his family. And then, you know, the picture of this guy holding his dead child, it was really a moving moment for me. And I do believe the people of the world would really just much not, you know, they just want to be left alone. These things that bring about war, you're exactly right, Mark. I totally agree. You know, these are the ambitions of government and globalists.
Yep. Lies. It's lies, yeah. Deception. And then they rush in. And like Michael Rivera says, bankers' wars, they're all, you know, so they pit one against the other based upon a lie. Yeah. And then we common folk go against, we trust in that lie because we want to trust our fearless leaders.
We're promised safety and security. Whatever it is that's going on, whatever little crisis, any trauma, government can come in. Well, we can make it better. We'll give you comfort and security, but you're going to have to give up some liberty. That's always the trade-off, is we lose our freedoms, supposedly, to keep our freedoms. We keep falling for it. Why?
Liberty comes with responsibility. And yes. I believe that most people, well, used to anyway, they used to get that, but now the Marxists, and this is, we've been lied to for so long, it's hard for people to reference what the truth is. And the truth is a reference for guidance for us. You know, it's like a GPS guidance. It's our references to going forward and hopefully having a better life for the young ones, and hopefully they will prosper. That's all that really people want. They just want to. They don't want to necessarily want it all. They don't want to get. They're not greedy. They just want a little bit of peace and harmony and love and compassion. All these positive things, which are actually like Christian kind of things, principles. So, But what I'm.
And people assign value in different ways. Some people value money, and they will, if they got the skill and the ambition, make a great deal of money. Others don't. Stick with us, Mark. It sounds like we've got a break coming up. You are listening to Red Pill Politics, and you are also listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. You stay right with us, and we will be right back.
It was hard to do, but it came down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend
smack dab at the three-quarter mark now. We made it through the halfway mark. We're now at the three-quarter mark of your two-hour dose of Red Pill Politics. If you would like to stay in touch, simple. We can take care of that in just a New York minute. You just send a little old email to redpillpoliticsshow@gmail.com. We'll throw you right on the old mailing list, and you too can be getting updates, show ideas, upcoming guests, snarky little comments, all kinds of goodies. And do plug in to the republicbroadcasting.org website. If you go and you check out, find some programmers you like. I don't know if those iPod things are still cool, but I know you could load up a little old thumb drive with a whole bunch of downloadable programming. If you happen to be doing any convoying, all right, you could be all dosed up on Red Pill Politics, download a bunch of episodes, and, feed your brain. We are talking with our guest here, Mark, now from, was it Missouri? Is that where you said you're from?
Well, originally, yeah, Missourian.
Yeah, Missourian. I was out there a few years back, kind of a nice laid-back area. It was like the Steelville area, and it was just a very laid-back place. Little tiny little post office, and man, I just loved it. It was kind of reminded me of my old hometown. And when we started out, you had asked about me being in the service, and I mentioned my grandfather. And some of my fondest memories, you know, we used to go out hunting, sitting on some old stump or some old stone wall. And you know, the time we see deer, and you know, never shot at one. He always was, oh yeah, well, you want to wait till you get that perfect shot. You never want to wound him. And you know, he was teaching me a lesson, but at the same time, when I got a little older, I realized he probably could have put the deer's eye out. But we sat there and talked for so many hours. And man, I carry so much of that with me to this day, and really appreciate that. And you know, it really is what in part drives me constantly to remind the listeners and the people that'll hear my voice, especially the young folks that have kids, how important it is for that closeness and family to, I mean, that's what kids are missing today in my estimation. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I very much appreciate that you had your elder to have a conversation with and have him impart some of his experiential knowledge of what he went through, what he experienced, what his, your family experienced, what the community experienced, what our nation experienced. That's rich. Mm. And I respect my elders. I did not have that, being that I was adopted. I didn't have a direct reference to my elders. However, I guess God has another plan that I would become informed from my ancestry through what I believe is intuitive. I do believe there is a Holy Spirit that communicates with us, tries to guide us.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in grand intelligence. I think it's that God is greater than what we can ever imagine. Being able to ask questions of your elders is like, that's rich. That's. I'm sure you ask a few questions of your grandfather.
And that genetic part that you bring up, although it sounds sciencey and techy, there's so much we don't know about, you know, God's creation here, and how amazingly everything works. You know, there's so much we don't understand, and you know, what little bit we do understand makes it, you know, not outside of the realm of possibility. I mean, your DNA and RNA carries so much coded information, which does change with, you know, when you have mother and father have a new offspring, you know, you carry little bits and pieces. And, it, you know, those things that trigger memories and dreams and things like that, how the brain works, so much of it we don't know. And are those, could those dreams be related to genetic snippets that we carry from our ancestors? I'm not going to say that's not possible, because we just don't know. The more we learn, or at least we, and I had a science-based curriculum when I went to college, so I got to a point where I realized that people that are in like political science majors, they learn just enough science to doubt God. And it, those that really, really dig into science quickly realize that there is so much out there, that just the odds, the chances of so many of these things being precisely the way they are for life to even exist, you know, it's not by chance. It can't be. So, you know, there's so much that we don't know in our genetics and so many different things. But the more we learn, it seems, the more that points that there's a God that created this. It's not by chance that things are the way they are.
Yeah, And on that note, I would say that when we stop asking questions, that's really the time we die.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm ever curious about life. I'm currently 61 years old. I'm ever curious about life, and because the more I learn is the more I learn that how much I don't know. And
right.
my sense of this whole thing about what these infiltrators, evil ones, that have infiltrated our government and other governments, they've sought to sequester people, to isolate them, to cut them off from the neck down and isolate them in the intellect and the ego. And it turned, and that's Marxism. And it comes from this Frankfurt School, which was established in 1918. And the whole deal about social engineering, it's very real. And so they cut us off from the neck down, isolate us in our intellect, because that's the perfect place for the Hegelian dialectic to be activated.
Yeah.
Keep us in the extreme black or the extreme white, black and white, whatever. And it's also where they torment us and then drive us to react instead of feeling, instead of touching base with our body. Our bodies are like our temple for our spirit. And and they've cut us off. They don't want us feeling our deep feelings. They don't want us putting our feet in the soil. They don't want us tapping into the wisdom of nature, of God, of grand intelligence.
They want to
put us in our intellect.
You reference one word, and you know, there's intellect and there's emotion. You know, our founders were largely in their defense of their liberties or their existence from day to day was based on the intellect and what they knew about fighting tyranny and the dangers of tyranny. Today, people are motivated through emotion. What drives them to act is not their intellect, it's now their emotion. And it's everything's a fear campaign. We were all afraid we were going to die of a virus. Before that, we were afraid we were going to, the climate was going to kill us. There's always something there to kill us, and the motivator is always fear, and it's because we react to emotion now. We don't think for ourselves. We let others do the thinking. We've outsourced the intellect part, and those that we think are protecting our rights are taking them.
And what I mean by the intellect is connected with emotion. You're right. Because what it does is it puts us in a reactionary mode instead of a responsive mode where we are actually responsible, starting with our own being outward, we're responsible, see? So they want to get us in reaction, and that's how they treat animals. That's how you treat a herd. That's how you get, so that's exactly how they're treating us. Now, here's what I was wanting to bring up and getting to in all this is that I would hope, and I listen to Republic Broadcasting because, well, it keeps saying, you know, it takes a little snippet out of that A Few Good Men movie. You know, you can't handle the truth. And now when I call in to your show or any show, it says, because you can handle the truth. Republic Broadcasting exists because we can handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I would hope that the hosts that are on Republic would be about the truth and would be ever vigilant to ask the important questions like you've asked, because I've heard you a few times. You ask some really key questions, and the callers that call in are asking some really good questions. But what I've noticed is that there's actually a few hosts. I won't focus on who this host is, who promotes himself to be a certain person who was about intelligence and all of that. And the point here is, I would hope that we're at least in the same book, that we're perceiving things from a learning of from the same book, hopefully the same chapter, and actually it'd be even better if we were on the same page.
Yeah, well, motivator, regardless of who is in pursuit and on a particular path, as long as that path is truth, because this is one thing, I mean, good or bad, I'd like to know the truth. And, you know, I'm an adult. Not everything goes our way. And sometimes there's bad news. and I just like it straight up. You know, there's a, you just got to want the truth in the matter. And doesn't that eventually, you know, like spokes on a wheel, doesn't that eventually bring you together if you're legitimately seeking truth?
You would think. And you would think that, you know, the trauma, the dramas, traumas, and tragedies that we've maybe either personally been through, or our families or our community has been through, or from others around the world, the common folk from around the world, you'd think that people would start to put this together and really get it. Here's an example. You know, the churches in America were sequestered away, were censored in telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Because if they didn't, then they'd be stripped of their 501c3 nonprofit status. Okay? Mm-hmm.
So peace laws really put their kibosh to them.
So they were set up to believe a certain thing that was promoted through the church. And so here's the other one. On that note of, like, Christians or people who believe in God, they're afraid to contemplate evil. Because they're afraid, because if they contemplate evil, then they're afraid that they themselves might become evil just because they're contemplating what evil might be like, right? So that there creates a block from them actually knowing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, that there are some evil sons of guns on this planet, and they're doing bad, and they love it when we suffer and when we die, because then they swoop down and they steal our property, they steal our liberty, they steal... they get us deeper embedded in being their slaves. And that's how I'm going to see it. We're either free or we're slaves. The deal about the Civil War, and I had this feeling about that before I found the details later, that I believe that the Civil War was a setup. It was a distraction. Okay, it was supposedly later in the Civil War was about freeing the slaves, slavery, you know, abolishing slavery. But at the same time, the magic trick of that whole thing was that was the distraction. That was the face of the matter. But behind the scenes, we were being set up to all become slaves of the corporation. Economic slaves, and it, tell me we're not. We are economic slaves.
Yeah, that was about breaking the economic back of the South, because their economy was still tied very heavily to slavery. Which the first slave owner in this country was black, by the way. So, you know, the whole mental image that a couple of generations of youth growing up being taught by the public schools or the government schools what slavery is and isn't is very, very distorted. But nonetheless, that was an economic attack on the South to get the United States under a central bank right from the get-go.
Yep. And then, so that's, so in my take on it is we have been at war since the Civil War. Although most frequently the March 9th, 1933, the act of Roosevelt was when actually it was made into law, because we're still at war. But my sense of it is that we were at war when they put us under, tried to make us all subject to the corporation. And but then coming up to the present, okay, so we have World War II, which is how it started, and the details of that, the ones that wrote the history books, which is part of the media, which is part of the publishing industry, we've been told lies, lots and lots and lots of lies. Okay, and my reference to that would be when we defeated the Germans, when he defeated the Germans, and he said, we've defeated the wrong enemy. And he wanted to gather together the German officer corps and take them out of their prison and go and kick the butt of the real enemy, which was Stalin. Okay? Right? I don't know if you know that, but that's what he wanted to do. And they had to get rid of him, and they did. They assassinated him. Okay? So we have people who are hosts on these different programs that are supposed to be standing for the truth, but they don't know the truth, and they stop questioning what's the real truth, because we've been lied to so much. We've got so many layers of lies that you have to really dig deep and continue to dig deep. And now our books are turned into the electronic form through Amazon, as an example, and they censor out. They change the books. They bring, yeah. They take out stuff that's the truth. So the deal is...
Literally, things are being rewritten with every new publishing cycle in the government schools. I mean, if you were to pick up a history book right now, even science books, for crying out loud, you wouldn't believe your eyes. We got another quick break here. Stick with us, folks. This is Red Pill Politics, republicbroadcasting.org is the website. We'll see you in just a minute.
Could that be kind of wisdom, bro? Well, you might not sing a bit like
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
It was a real pleasure talking to you, and I gotta say, Mark, I'm with you 100%. We gotta pursue truth always, and that should bring us together. You got any last words? We got just about a minute or two left.
Sure. Okay. Thank you for letting me stay with you this long. I leave you with this, and that's something that other stubborn Missourian came up with a while back, where he said that, well, history may not repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme. That would be Mark Twain.
Yep.
What we have, we're on the precipice of another Rhine, right here. My sense of it, my gut feeling is that Putin's a good guy, and he's trying to, he knows that those that are in charge of Ukraine are the infiltrators, and they're bad. They're bad for the local people. They're bad for Russians, okay?
Well, they launder a lot of money for the Bidens, that's for sure. And we got a lot of past presidential and big shots. Kids are over there on energy companies. A lot of money goes through there, that's for sure. Well, we're going to be keeping an eye on that. A lot of that could be a distraction, but there's something to it, too. Mark, thanks a lot for the call in tonight. Really appreciate it. And, folks, you know, pursue truth. No matter what you do, pursue truth. Do what you do with love in your heart. Like I said, you'll get more of what you focus on. All right, so don't go and let your hatred of political characters and deviants, don't let that hatred eat away at your guts. Don't do what you do with hate in your heart. Because if that's your motivator, you'll get more of it. So do it out of love for your family, your freedom, your country. All right, let that be your motivator. Use your intellect and your ability to speak. Even when government tells you no, if it's a right and it's an inherent God-given right to you, who cares what government says? All right, a lot of these oppressions, they go away when you stop consenting. I know I live much more freely than many people throughout this, because I've not worn a mask, I've not taken their vaccine, I refused. I've been absolutely defiant. And I had the right to. And here I am, I'm just fine. All right, it's a part of this is a frame of mind. If you will accept nothing less than freedom, all right, you will live a less stress-free, a more stress-free life. When you tiptoe around just paranoid that you might possibly violate a government policy, rule, ordinance, or code, nah, that's not living, folks. I don't know. Live free, be free, fly your flags high, keep your powder dry, and love each other out there. We'll see you next Saturday.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
This.